Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Monday, November 23rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news today began the holiday COVID testing schedule from the Hardy County Department of Health. Monday and Tuesday, the testing will run from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and take a break and come back at 1 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. So testing ended a little bit ago, but it will resume at 1 p.m. today. And tomorrow, it will run from 8:30 to 11:30, take a break, and then 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. On Wednesday, testing will only be on the morning, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., They will have a Thanksgiving break on Thursday and continue Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., but testing is limited for those who have symptoms only. Results can take up to 72 hours or longer. Please remain quarantined until your test results are available. Your local events, the Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade, is on Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Equity Lifestyle Properties in Wauchula is looking for a front desk clerk. A high school diploma or GED, strong organizational skills, computer literacy, and at least 1 year of customer service experience is required. Wellpath in Arcadia is looking for an FCCC residential treatment assistant. A high school diploma or GED is required with direct care experience in a mental health facility and health care experience preferred. And Aldi in Arcadia is looking for a seasonal cashier, a high school diploma or GED, and prior retail experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each night. You decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. And now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather report for November 23rd, 77 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 79, mostly sunny, 16% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 4. Winds north at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 12 miles an hour. Humidity is 64%, a little bit humid. Dew point 63 degrees Fahrenheit. The cloud cover 11%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:42 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday, areas of fog early in the morning, partly cloudy, highs around 80, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Monday night, clear, lows around 60, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the lower 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, clear, lows in the lower 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As Georgia residents deal with periods of flood-level rainfall, UGA researchers announced a partnership that will enable them to share flood risk data with other scientists across the U.S. UGA environmental economist Craig Landry tells MorningAgClips.com, by partnering with First Street Foundation Flood Lab, we can create and share vital data on flood risk. First Street is a nonprofit whose previous research estimated a nearly $15.9 billion loss in relative home values in 18 East and Gulf Coast states from the impact of sea level rise between 2005 and 17. Tyson Foods is denying charges managers privately wagered on the number of workers who'd become infected with COVID-19 in the early stages of the pandemic. The allegations were made in a wrongful death suit tied to infections at Tyson's Waterloo, Iowa pork processing plant where employees worked despite rising infections. According to AgWeb.com, a worker's family sued Tyson, alleging Tyson is guilty of willful and wanton disregard for workplace safety. America's leading ag commodity group sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer asking the administration for work to deepen trade discussions in order to bring about removal of EU retaliatory tariffs targeting U.S. food and ag exports. On November 10th, the EU imposed tariffs on American food and ag exports, including certain cheeses, ag equipment, distilled spirits, potatoes, nuts, and fruits.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. The USDA has new and revised conservation standards. This is part of their ongoing effort to make sure that their practices reflect new technological developments. Ken Norton is the acting chief of the Natural Resource Conservation Service.
The whole purpose in our effectiveness in working with our partners and really our agriculture producers across the country is that our science and technology remains current and relevant with the state of development. So this is the continual journey that we're on. It's not unique. It's something that we do on a continual basis. We just have kind of bunched a group of these up at this time and are releasing them in response to our overall effort to get through all of our conservation practice standards and make sure that they are reflective of the current technology. So we'll continue this. This is not an annual thing. It's an ongoing journey that we're on, and we'll have more releases and updates of standards, you know, going on into the future here.
Norton says the new standards will be available for states to incorporate into their state field office technical guides. He says this does not require them to immediately change any of their current standards or disrupt projects currently in place. The plan is to give states plenty of time, maybe the next 12 months or so, for the standards to be adjusted and delivered for use on the ground.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bob Agnew. The coronavirus pandemic continues to remake the retail landscape.
While some retailers like Walmart are managing to thrive during the pandemic, others like Macy's are having a tougher time. Macy's swung to a quarterly loss. Sales tumbled 22% as a department store chain struggled to bring shoppers back to its stores. Macy's CFO says COVID is surging again across the country, and that continues to impede our recovery in international tourism and urban areas. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Trump administration issued regulations that could lower the prices Americans pay for many prescription drugs. The president came into office accusing pharmaceutical companies of, in his words, getting away with murder. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had a rough session, down 219 points by the closing bell. The NASDAQ was down 50. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Cincinnati quarterback Joe Burrow's rookie season's done six games early. He was carted off the field Sunday early in the third quarter with a left knee injury. Bengals fall to the Washington team 20-9. Pittsburgh's most dominant defensive performance of the season kept the Steelers perfect, 27-3 win over Jacksonville Sunday. Colts defense kept Aaron Rodgers off the field most of the second half, then forced a game-changing fumble less than a minute into overtime, 31-34 Indianapolis over Green Bay. Ravens drop into third place, four games behind unbeaten Pittsburgh in the AFC North because of Sunday's 30-24 loss against the Titans. Taysom Hill rushed for two touchdowns, passed for 233 yards in his first NFL start as quarterback. New Orleans Saints extend their winning streak to seven games with a 24-9 win over the Falcons. P.J. Walker throws for 258 yards and a touchdown in his first NFL start. The much-maligned Panthers defense earned its first shutout since 2015, beating the Lions 20-0, snapping a five-game losing streak. Turnovers and sloppy mistakes cost the Eagles again. Carson Wentz throwing a pick six, got sacked for a safety, and the offense committed two turnovers inside Cleveland's 10 in a 22-17 loss. Keenan Allen set a Chargers franchise record with 16 receptions. Justin Herbert threw for 366 yards and three touchdowns. L.A. holds on for a 34-28 win over the winless New York Jets. Texans 27-20 over the Patriots. Andy Dalton returned from a two-game absence to throw three touchdown passes for Dallas. Cowboys 31-28 winners over the Vikings. Sunday night game, Chiefs hold off the Chargers 35-31. Monday night, it's the Rams and Bucks. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, the road to success is dotted with many tempting parking spaces. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.